We are in sin. We are up to Simin Shin Samach Beis, and we'll be doing the first two Seifim. Kol mechitz is Sif Aleph. Kol mechitz is Shlonasis Lader Besocha El Litznias Olishma Mashiitnu Besocha Oleishiv Ba Keilishma Hasodis Hi Mechitza Lotaltel Nasha Betocha. A mechitza that was not made for living in. It was made only for Tznias, so that a person could be hidden in it, or to guard what's in it, or to sit there in order to guard what's outside it. It is a mechitza to carry masha besocha, aval ain a mechitza lasos masha besocha mukav ledira. That cannot create an area that's hukaf ledira. Hukaf ledira means you need a real house inside it. Therefore, imu yosim ibes sasayim, where you need there to be hukaf ledira, wouldn't be good. Hilkach. Ilon shanof of yordim lamata. You have a tree whose leaves go down. Im einem gvom gimel menaretz, so long as they're within three tefachim of the ground, they're considered like they're on the ground. V'ikron b'makom shemuchubaron le'ilon u'gavoa yud, and the top of it is ten tefachim high. Chashen mechitza, it's considered a mechitza, even though it was natural, I did nothing for it. U'mutar le'taltol b'kulo, but v'hu, v'etz b'tnai, she'emali ha'aver she'bein ha'nofim be'etzim avakash, that if there are any holes, you fill them. The yikshur anothim shlo yanidem haruach, and you have to tie down the leaves so that the wind will not move them. Shekol mechitza, she'eni yechol olamod beruach matsuya ena mechitza. Mechitza that cannot stand in the ruach matsuya is not a mechitza. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions that that's even indoors. A mechitza that cannot stand in a ruach matsuya is not a mechitza. V'dafka ad beis sasayim. That's only up until beis sasayim. Avo yosri beis sasayim, lo. Afilu nato lakach. Kiven she'ena osui, lader besocha listofa betzilo lishmar asadas. The halachi is, since it's not a place that's really made for living in, so the halachi is, even though I planted the tree for that purpose, the halachi is that would not be considered a mechitza for... that would not be considered a mechitza for dira. Now, if it's a place that people rest in, that's called living. Also, the halacha will be that, let's say you have trees there, and you have four tefachim of trees that are high enough, but then it goes down a little bit. So the halacha is that the rest of the place will be mutter anyway, and it will be called chore rishus hayachid. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if there were big holes in it and I fill them with straw after I had a dira in there, the halachi is that's called hukav ledira. Now he also says that a place that has a roof over it, but it's not made ledira, you're not allowed to carry him. Which means that if you have a storage area that you don't use regularly, that would be included. Now the other thing is that we had the sheet of the shomer. So Rashi's sheet is that's because he's guarding what's outside it, so it doesn't get a shame dira. The Bach brings, and Bemis, it's mashma like that from Tosis, that it's tolui in whether he only uses it by day or only by night, or if he uses it all the time. If it's used both by day as well as by night, then it would constitute a hukaf ledira. Further, Siv Gimel, Siv Beis, Tel Shegavoe Hei Vishlum Lishlimo Lasara, you had a mound that was only five tefachim high, and you went and you built a fence on it, Sholav Mechitza Gavoe Hei. Chashuva mechitz l'taltol l'chol davar means a elevated area that now has a fence of five on it. So long as the two add up to ten, that would be good. There's a very big suffix here in the Bir Halacha. For his first suffix is what happens if I have a mechitza of seven or even eight, and then I have a tail of two. Usually, a mound that's less than three tefachim is bottled to the ground. Would we say that here also? That's a suffix of his. But even more so, he wants to know what happens if I raise the area of the ground, and then I build a mechitza afterwards, and the two together add up to 10 tefachim, but they're not next to each other. If they're further than 3 tefachim away from each other, do we give this a din of tel amis laket, that so long as that within 4 amis, it goes up 10 tefachim, if we give them that, then it'll be very good. Because then what we would say is we consider it a mechitza. On the other hand, we could say that no, that's only a din and a tail on a slack, it's something gradual. But if you're talking about an area that is a mound and then a mechitza, there is no tsirif whatsoever. He leaves that as a suffix, and what he does bring is that we learned before the Gra, who actually was arguing on the Truman Sadeshna that the Machaber brought, the Gra holds that there is Tziruf. That means that if within four Amis it goes up 10 Tfachim, then the halacha would be that we consider that a wall, even if you have a mound that comes up less than 10 Tfachim and you're being mitzarif to it, a half a wall that's at the top of it.